number 10,088, George L. Lobenhofer, east of Route 5, south of River's Edge Road, being Lot 54, Phase 2, within Stonewater Creek Development. They're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement. They're looking for a 2-foot variance from the 15-foot requirement and the encroachment of 5 feet, which is permitted on the first floor.
Name and address, please. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing? Well, I guess my guess is I had a contractor come in and we laid out a deck that was supposed to be 20 by 12, which I believed it was until the inspector came, said it was 2 foot closer to the line than it should be. And the next day I measured it and it was a 22 foot deck.
Hmm. Wow.
Who was your contractor?
No Limit Lawn Care.
I'm sorry?
No Limit Lawn Care Service.
Did he obtain the permit?
Yes, I have a permit.
You have an address for him?
Yes, I do. 20440 Will King Road, yep. Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
She brings it back.
Your phone number?
That's good.
Hmm?
You know what the individual's name is? Who?
Yes, it's Josh. Where did I just put it? Wharton. Josh Wharton.
Did you ask him to come with you this evening?
No, I didn't. All my neighbors wanted to come and give me letters, and I didn't think I would need anything.
All right, sir.
Do you have a homeowners association in there?
We don't have our own yet. It's run by Wilbus.
But it's for the board's information, and all, Mr. Chairman, there has been no variances in this subdivision as of yet.
Okay.
How far is the deck from the property line?
8 feet.
8 feet. So you actually need a 7-foot variance. Or
he's allowed to encroach 5.
No, it was...
being it's encroaching, you need a full variance.
Whole bit, right.
I have a letter from the inspector that said it was only 10 foot, and the builder said it was supposed to be 10 feet.
You have a permit?
I don't have the permit with me, but I have the letter from the zoning inspector that said it was supposed to be 10 feet.
Sir?
Can you get that gentleman down there, please?
He won't pass it down there, and he'll pass it down to us. If you would, please, sir.
It's supposed to be 15 feet, say, or one.
So it has something to do with that. It's only 25 feet.
Well,
25 inches. I don't know. The builder said 10. The inspector said 10.
Okay.
And when I came in, the woman said it was 15. I said, well, I didn't know. She called me back later that night and all under these circumstances, whatever it is, the height or...
You want to step and explain it to the board, sir? We appreciate that, what you're saying.
Yeah,
so they all
yeah, it's important.
What happened was when Bill came and he talked, that it had to be 10 foot,
okay.
And we laid it out. And then, like I say, after he built it, I didn't ever check it. And then the inspector came and said it had to be 10 feet. That's what he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's 2 foot over. I said, well, I don't see how that could be. But after he left, I measured it. And like I said, instead of being 20 feet, it was 22 feet. So when we came down to apply for the variance, the lady said, oh, it's supposed to be 15. I said, well, the builder said 10 and the inspector said 10. Then she called me back later that afternoon and says, you're right, it's under 25 feet, or I mean 25 inches high, and it's just whatever the set, I don't remember exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Was in this 2 stories or something.
Right, in other words, you've got to make the setback requirement on the bottom floor.
On the first floor.
With a 5-foot encroach, you can encroach 5 feet into the setback if it's on the first
floor. Something like that. I don't exactly remember what you said.
Is there any other, did you say there's no other variances granted in this subdivision?
No, there isn't. I have a note of that, and we took a look at the maps, and there's nothing there. It doesn't show anything. No variances in the subdivision per list.
I think it's a brand-new subdivision, right. Fairly new.
How new would you say that is, sir? I'm not familiar. I get so many subdivisions.
2 years,
yeah.
So what's he need, a 2 foot?
2 foot, yeah.
Eight foot.
He needs 8 foot now. He needs 8 foot.
Mm-hmm. So was that a 10 or 15 foot supposed to be?
Supposed to be 15 feet.
Supposed to be 15, but they misprinted it in the office?
Yeah.
7 feet from the property line.
Well, are there any further discussions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further discussion. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there any persons here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,088 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,088 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give it your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.